God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Dina and Chris joining us together this morning. Chris, let's start with you. What's going on?
My wife is just very, very strict with the kids on everything. Even little things, coming down to finishing all of their vegetables on their plate. She's the one that is the disciplinarian, and I am a very good parent as well, but I'm just not as hard on the kids. I just don't like it.
Dina, let me ask you this. Where does the problem lie? Because you, Chris, from the email you sent, you make it sound like it's a problem. How old are the kids?
They're 9, 7, and 4.
Nine, seven, and four?
Okay. I'm running a household with 3 children under the age of 10, and Chris is working from at least 8 a.m. to usually 9 p.m.
He walks in and he witnesses you at the end of the day, the volcano.
That's
basically
exactly
of
right.
Right.
And he keeps them up late past their bedtime because he wants to see them. And I'm responsible for getting them ready in the morning. And they're nightmares because they haven't found enough sleep. And those are the only things that he's seeing. And the fact that he's not enforcing my rules is actually making this whole situation much more difficult.
Right. You feel like you're not on the same page when it comes to parenting.
That's the thing. The household has some rules, and we both need to enforce them. Instead, he gets them late, keeps them up, lets them snack on chocolate or whatever the heck, and finds the way that I am trying to have some semblance of order in our house unpleasant.
So I guess what we're trying to figure out at this point is how do we find an in-between?
I will set rules, and Chris will have no respect for them, so then the kids have no respect for me and run right over me.
Well, you know, I'm a parent too. Just because I'm not with the kids all day long, I have to work. I want the kids to stay up past 9 when I get home so that I can spend time with them. You know, I want to make that choice as well. I'm a parent as well.
Well, guys, what we do is we ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Dina. You should have the upper hand in the parenting. If you're home with 3 children under 10 for an entire full day, you know what it takes to run a household and to try to keep the kids in line. Chris, you should respect that's your wife's full-time job. But they also may see your side, Chris. Maybe, Dina, you need to loosen the straps and let the kids stay up till 10 o'clock at night so they can spend some time with Dad and let him have some parenting ability, too. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Dina says that she's a stay-at-home mom. She's got 3 kids under the age of 10, and she is the primary disciplinarian in the house. The problem is her husband, Chris, he thinks he can come in late from work and wake them up and give them candy. He says that she's like a tyrant. She says, you need to back off.
Yeah, the reality is I don't think that he understands what it is that he's doing, the impact that it's going to have on his kids long-term, right? If they're not listening to mom when they're 7, 9, and whatever
4.
Age she said it was.
4.
I mean, when they're 12, they're just going to be absolutely nuts. They're not going to be listening to him either because he's not going to be there, and it's not going to be so cute when they're grown. So he really ought to take that into account.
Overstepping his boundaries, or is he right? He's a parent, too. 1-800-330-9999. Dana and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on mom's side. First of all, kids shouldn't be up that late, especially if they have school the next day. Dad could maybe let them stay up late on Friday night or do special things with them on the weekend to spend time with them. But if she's managing the whole house all day, all night, he kind of has to go by her rules.
I it's hard to say that because I agree. And I don't want to push him aside or his feelings aside. But unless you're there all the time, you don't know what that's like. And I think that he's taking her for granted for the amount of work that it really takes to keep 3 kids in line.
It's a cop out when he just jumps in there at the end and does whatever he wants. He's not there the next morning or anything.
Right. But maybe you side with him. Maybe you feel for him. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Parenting isn't easy, especially when your parenting style is very different from your significant other's. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. We're on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Dina is a stay-at-home mom. She's got 3 kids, 9, 7, and 4. She is the disciplinarian.
Right. The tough part, I think, is here is that Chris has long work hours. He goes to work from 8 a.m., doesn't get home till 9. And even though these kids are really young, he wants to spend time with them. So he's just like, rules out the window. We'll do whatever we want when I get home.
And clearly, Dina is not on board with that. She Right. He's like, if you overstep all my rules, and they're not going to respect me. But does he have a right to say, hey, I'm a parent too, and just because I'm at work doesn't mean that I have to listen to whatever you say about the kids? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side. I got three kids, similar ages. When I get home, they better be in bed. I work late too. I understand all this. I'm like in the same exact situation. And I'll tell you, you got to back your wife up. You got to have a consistent plan of care to take care of your kids and keep them on a schedule. Otherwise, you're going to be paying her alimony and probably seeing them half the time instead of every day.
I think that's that happy wife, happy life thing. Obviously, he just doesn't love his children.
That's nothing to do. That's ridiculous.
Maybe I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
Just kidding, sir. Ann and Raven, whose side are you on?
We're on the wife's side because as a mama bear, you got to put your cubs first. And she's got to keep her household running strong. I'm a mom of four, full-time working, and the kids come first. He wants to parent, he can parent when he's home on the weekends.
Thanks for the call.
Or they need to, like, discuss it with each other. Like, he can't just overstep her rules because he says, oh, I'm a parent, too.
I mean, there's all sorts of parents, too. I mean, he could just be a parent, but he could be a bad parent.
He could be a bad parent. Right. Yeah.
And Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side because I just feel like it's so important, especially for children, to be getting at least 9 to 10 hours of sleep. And I feel like, you know, as father, it's really important to look out for your kids' best interests. It's so easy to want to come home and see their cute little faces and want to keep them up. But ultimately, I think save that 3 times for the weekend. Maybe when he comes home, we can put them to bed. But definitely keeping them up, giving them candy, is also not respectful of the wife's rules.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. She was so concise.
I like it.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dina and Chris joining us together. You know, it was interesting this morning, but ultimately, Chris, you can't overrule your wife's parenting skills just because you don't get home till late. She's doing what's best for the kids, so you kind of need to back off her a little bit and respect what she's trying to do.
At the same time, Dina, you can't shut down that everything that Chris is looking to do when he's still trying to spend time with the kids when he gets home and have a little bit of fun.
It's kind of like you're both right and you're both wrong in this scenario.
Right.
Seems fair.
The important thing is to be a team.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's easier said than done. I think when it comes to, I mean, I know so many parents that have this argument all the time. And I mean, even Hayden knows it. Like, when daddy says no, mommy will probably say yes. And I think a lot of us struggle with that. So what we're going to do is we're going to check in with Dr. Laura Berman. She's our relationship expert. We're going to see what her thoughts are on this and parenting together. How do you do it successfully? That's going to be coming up after Can't Beat Raven at 8:25 right here on Star 89.9. When it comes to parenting styles, a lot of us have very different when it comes to the mom and the dad. But what do you do when they contradict each other so much that it's becoming a problem in your relationship? That happened this morning on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Joining us, Dr. Laura Berman on Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. You can hear Dr. Laura Berman every weeknight here on Cover to Dr. Laura Berman. She has one parenting style. He has another. Here's the problem. She lays down the law because she's pretty much the stricter parent. And then he overrides her because he thinks that she's being too strict on the kids. They don't have conversations and it's a mess and they're at each other's throats.
Right, of course.
How do you handle this?
That's a mess. Both of them are doing the kids a disservice because what they need more than anything else is the two of you to be a united front. That is the most important thing. So there are ways to get around this. If she is the lawmaker in the house and he often disagrees and wants to have a voice, she needs to not be so immediate in execution of discipline. So the kids have done something, right? Or a kid has done something and you want to create a consequence. You say to them, listen, that wasn't okay. I need you to go to your room, or I need you to sit down for a minute and I need to take a few breaths, and then we're going to talk about this. And then she should go and talk to her husband and say, this is what just went down. This is what I would like to say as a consequence or a punishment, or put out there as a consequence or a punishment. And then they can now, and he'll say, no, that feels too strict. What about XYZ? And then they can come up with a plan that they can both be on the same page about. And then she can go back. Or if he's not around and she gives some piece of discipline that he thinks is too harsh, then he talks to her offline, never in front of the kids. And she is the one on, if they can agree on that, to go back in and undo the consequence or change the consequence to something more mild. But first and foremost, when couples are like this, it not only destroys your relationship, but it really messes up your kids. So the best thing this couple can do, and listen, my husband and I were like this too, is to go to a parenting coach and let the parenting coach work on the issues you're seeing with the kids with you and come up to it with a plan, not only for discipline, but also for the two of you to stay in constant communication so that you're always on the same page and have each other's back.
It's hard. It's a hard balancing act. It really is. Because, I mean, I find myself and my husband in the same kind of predicaments all the time.
Well, the kids are so smart, too. You know what I mean? I mean,
they immediately start triangulating.
Right.
Immediately. Yeah. If they have the slightest whiff that there is a way to go around you, they will start doing it.
My dogs do it with milk bones.
Wow. You know?
Mom tells him they have to wait, and the dog gives me the look, and then he stares at the jar, then he gives me the look, and then he lays on the floor, and he huffs until I do something about it.
My daughter does the same thing.
Matt?
No. No.
It's a real thing.
Right.
Yep.
It's my favorite comment in the whole world. Well, Daddy already said. I don't care what Daddy said.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a rule that we have. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we had to really create this. And now we say, like, did you talk to Dad about this?
Right.
And then we'll say, even if we disagree, I'm with Mom. Mm-hmm. Or I'm with Dad. And then I'll go back and talk to Dad. And if it makes sense, once I talk it through with Dad, he'll go back in there and say, listen. But it's usually me that's doing that because I'm the harder line. He's the toddler.
Yep. Always good advice. If you would like to talk to Dr. Laura Berman, too, you can always call her 855-5-UNCOVER and check her out every weeknight here on Star 99.9 Uncovered with Dr. Laura Berman.